Gerusalemme Liberata by Torquato Tasso. Book 13, Part 2. When Phoebus rose, he left his golden weed and donned a gite in deepest purple dyed. His sanguine beams about his forehead spread a sad presage of ill that should betide. With vermeil drops at even his tresses bleed, foreshows of future heat from the ocean wide, when next he rose, and thus increased still their present harms with dread of future ill. While thus he bent against earth his scorching rays, he burnt the flowers, burnt his cluty dear. The leaves grew wan upon the withered sprays, the grass and growing herbs all parched were, earth cleft in rifts, in floods their streams decayed. The barren clouds with lightning bright appear, and mankind feared lest Clymenae's child again had driven awry his sire's ill-guided wain. As from a furnace flew the smoke to skies, such smoke as that when damned Sodden brent, within his cave sweet Zephyr silent lies, still was the air, the rack nor came nor went. But o'er the lands with lukewarm breathing flies the southern wind from sunburnt Afric sent, which thick and warm his interrupted blasts upon their bosoms, throats, and faces casts. Nor yet more comfort brought the gloomy night. In her thick shades was burning heat uprolled. Her sable mantle was embroidered bright with blazing stars and gliding fires for gold. Nor to refresh, sad earth, thy thirsty sprite, the niggard moon let fall her May dews cold, and dried up the vital moisture was, in trees, in plants, in herbs, in flowers, in grass. Sleep to his quiet dales exiled fled from these unquiet nights, and oft in vain the soldiers, restless, sought the god in bed, but most for thirst they mourned and most complained. For Judah's tyrant had strong poison shed, poison that breeds more woe and deadly pain than Acheron or Stygian waters bring in every fountain, cistern, well, and spring. And little Siloe, that his store bestows of purest crystal on the Christian bands, the pebbles naked in his channel shows and scantly glides above the scorched sands. Nor Po in May, when o'er his bank he flows, nor Ganges, waterer of the Indian lands, nor seven-mouthed Nile that yields all Egypt drink, to quench their thirst the men sufficient think. He that the gliding rivers erst had seen adown their verdant channels gently rolled, or falling streams which to the valleys green distilled from tops of alpine mountains cold, those he desired in vain, new torments being augmented thus with wish of customs, comforts old. Those waters cool he drank in vain conceit, which more increased his thirst, increased his heat. The sturdy bodies of the warriors strong, whom neither marching far, nor tedious way, nor weighty arms which on their shoulders hung, could weary make, nor death itself dismay, now weak and feeble, cast their limbs along, unwieldy burdens on the burdened clay. And in each vein a smouldering fire there dwelt, which dried their flesh and solid bones did melt. Languished the steed, late fierce, and proffered grass, his fodder erst, despised and from him cast. Each step he stumbled, and which lofty was, and high advanced before, now fell his crest. His conquests gotten, all forgotten, passed, nor with desire of glory swelled his breast. The spoils won from his foe, his late rewards, he now neglects, despiseth, not regards. Languished the faithful dog, and wonted care of his dear lord and cabin, both forgot. Panting he laid, and gathered fresher air, to cool the burning in his entrails hot. But breathing, which wise nature did prepare to swage the stomach's heat, now booted not. For little ease, alas, small help they win, that breathe forth air and scalding fire suck in. Thus languished the earth in this estate, lay woeful thousands of the Christians stout. The faithful people grew nigh desperate of hoped conquest, shameful death they doubt. Of their distress they talk and oft debate. What hope hath Godfrey? Shall we still here lie till all his soldiers, all our armies die? Alas, with what device, what strength thinks he to scale these walls or this strong fort to get? Whence hath he engines new? Doth he not see how wrathful heaven 'gainst us his sword doth whet? These tokens shown true signs and witness be. Our angry God our proud attempts doth let. And scorching sun so hot his beams outspreads that not more cooling in nor Ethiop needs. Or thinks he it an eth or little thing that us despised, neglected, and disdained, like abjects vile, to death he thus should bring, that so his empire may still be maintained? Is it so great a bliss to be a king, when he that wears the crown with blood is stained, and buys his scepter with his people's lives? See whither glory vain fond mankind drives. See the man called holy, just, and good, that courteous, meek, and humble would be thought, yet never cared in what distress we stood, if his vain honour were diminished not. When dried up from us his spring and flood, his water must from Jordan streams be brought. And how he sits at feasts and banquets sweet, and mingleth waters fresh with wines of Crete. The French thus murmured, but the Greekish knight, Tatine, that of this war was weary grown. Why die we here, quoth he, slain without fight, killed, not subdued, murdered, not overthrown? Upon the Frenchman let the penance light of Godfrey's folly, let me save mine own. And as he said, without farewell the knight and all his comet stole away by night. His bad example many a troop prepares to imitate when his escape they know. Clotharius his band, and Adamares, and all whose guides in dust were buried low, discharged of duty's chains and bondage snares, free from their oath, to none they service owe, but now concluded all on secret flight, and shrunk away by thousands every night. Godfredo this both heard and saw and knew, yet nood with death them chastised, though he mought. But with that faith wherewith he could renew the steadfast hills and seas dry up to naught, he prayed the Lord upon his flock to rue, to ope the springs of grace and ease the drought. Out of his looks shone zeal, devotion, faith. His hands and eyes to heaven he heaves and saith, Father and Lord, if in the desert's waste thou hadst compassion on thy children dear, the craggy rock when Moses cleft and brast, and drew forth flowing streams of waters clear, like mercy, Lord, like grace on us downcast, and though our merits less than theirs appear, thy grace supply that want, for though they be thy firstborn son, thy children yet are we. These prayers just, from humble hearts forth sent, were nothing slow to climb the starry sky, but swift as winged bird themselves present before the Father of the heavens high. The Lord accepted them, and gently bent upon the faithful host his gracious eye, and in what pain and what distress it laid, he saw and grieved to see, and thus he said, Mine armies dear, till now have suffered woe, distress and danger, hell's infernal power their enemy hath been, the world their foe, but happy be their actions from this hour. What they begin, to blessed end shall go, I will refresh them with a gentle shower. Rinaldo shall return, the Egyptian crew they shall encounter, conquer, and subdue. At these high words, great heaven began to shake. The fixed stars, the planets wandering still, trembled the air, the earth and ocean quake, spring, fountain, river, forest, dale, and hill. From north to east a lightning flash outbreak, and coming drops presaged with thunders shrill. With joyful shouts the soldiers on the plain these tokens bless of long-desired rain. A sudden cloud, as when Helias prayed, not from dry earth exhaled by Phoebus' beams, arose, moist heaven his windows open laid, whence clouds by heaps outrush, and watery streams. The world o'erspread was with a gloomy shade, that like a dark murksome even it seems. The crashing rain from molten skies down fell, and o'er their banks the brooks and fountains swell. In summer season, when the cloudy sky upon the parched ground doth rain down send, as duck and mallard in the furrows dry, with merry noise the promised showers attend, and spreading broad their wings displayed lie, to keep the drops that on the plumes descend, and where the streams swell to a gathered lake, therein they dive, and sweet refreshing take. So they, the streaming showers, with shouts and cries, salute, which heaven shed on the thirsty lands. The falling liquor from the dropping skies he catcheth in his lap, he barehead stands, and his bright helm to drink therein unties. In the fresh streams he dives his sweaty hands, their faces some, and some their temples set, wet, and some to keep the drops, large vessels set. Nor man alone, to ease his burning sore, herein doth dive and wash, and hereof drinks, but earth itself, weak fable faint that before, whose solid limbs were cleft with rifts and chinks, received the falling showers and gathered store of liquor sweet that through her veins down sinks, and moisture new infused largely was in trees, in plants, in herbs, in flowers, in grass. Earth, like the patient was, whose lively blood hath overcome at last some sickness strong, whose feeble limbs had been the bait and food whereon this strange disease depastured long, but now restored in health and welfare stood, as sound as erst, as fresh, as fair, as young, so that, forgetting all his grief and pain, his pleasant robes and crowns he takes again. Ceased the rain, the sun began to shine with fruitful, sweet, benign, and gentle ray, full of strong power and vigor masculine, as be his beams in April or in May. O happy zeal, who trusts in help divine, the world's afflictions thus can drive away, can storms appease, and times and seasons change, and conquer fortune, fate, and destiny strange. End of Book 13.